This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 166, an instant study plan created for one Three Keys IELTS student.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our seven easy steps to a seven or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show.
What happens when plans change? Today, find out how to deal with IELTS preparation surprises and changes.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
Hey, good. How are you on this fine day, Lindsay?
Very, very good. It's actually a bit chilly here in Boston, but I'm just fine. Thank you.
Oh my God. I had to scrape ice off my windshield like the other morning. That's how cold it is already.
Oh, geez. Oh, man. It's coming a little bit early this year, huh?
It is, but I'm hoping that means that we'll actually have a snowy winter because Pacific Northwest, like you might see snow fall, but then it'll just melt as soon as it hits the ground. Like, I mean, if you're not in the mountains, of course, but in Portland, that's how it is. But I'm hoping that this winter will be a snowy winter because we have a hill behind our house that is like prime sledding territory.
Oh, man, I gotta tell ya, be careful what you wish for, because we had mountains of snow last winter. I could send some of the snow your way if you want.
Like, I forgot about that. That was a bit insensitive of me. Sorry.
That was not very aware.
I know. Oh, God. But then I forgot about, oh, God, yeah. Okay, never mind.
That's okay.
Just forget. No, just fine. Forget I said anything about snow. Maybe it'll just even out. So your winter will be a little less severe, and mine will be more severe, and then they'll both be perfect.
I hope you guys. Yeah. If you guys can take more of the snow, I'll be just fine with just one or two storms instead of 10. We had like 10 storms, and they were huge, all of them.
There
was a pile of snow. There was like a, I don't know what it was, like a landfill that was filled with snow until like June. It was crazy.
Oh,
mountains
my God.
Mountains of snow. Yeah.
Jeez, that's nuts. I know. I remember recording with you last year and there was like a big like whomp, whomp, like a huge sound. And I was like, what the heck? And you're like, oh, that was just like an avalanche falling off my roof. Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Snowed in. Exactly. Very cool. So our question today has nothing to do with snow because our listener here lives in Brazil, a place where I don't think there's a whole lot of snow.
I don't think so. Uh-uh.
No, I don't think so, but it's still an important question, right?
Yeah. Send us all of your non-snow related questions, listeners, just so you know.
Exactly. So we actually have a question from a student in our course who's from Brazil, and we want to take the time today to answer this question because this is really important, and this is a benefit of being in a course where you immediately have someone to ask when you need this kind of guidance, right? Things don't always go as planned, and sometimes we need a professional's opinion as to how to shape our study plan. What if IELTS throws you a curveball like this is like what's happened here? What are you going to do? Who are you going to go to ask?
Exactly. If you like sign up for a class in a traditional language school and then all of a sudden a couple weeks later, something changes, like IELTS changes something or something in your life changes. Most schools are not going to be like, oh, that's okay. Here's your money back. You can just, you know, you can just come back at any time. We have classes starting every day. Like that doesn't happen. Right. So you're not going to get any support there. And if you're doing an online course, usually you buy it and then you're left to yourself. But luckily, in our course, like we said on the last episode, our students get to ask us questions whenever they want. And I mean, like this student just asked the question and we're already recording a whole podcast episode about it.
Yeah, that's right. We got this question yesterday. And after we finish today's recording, we're going to write directly back to him to make sure he gets this answer right away. But for you guys, you'll get it, you know, as soon as this episode is released. So let's dive into it. I'm going to read the question, okay, from our student. And then let's talk about the strategy here, the suggestions, the recommendations. What should our student actually do? Okay. All right, here we go. So I've got a problem I'd like to share with you and ask your opinion. When I applied to the Three Keys IELTS course, I made a little mistake. Despite the fact that I was determined and started the course quickly, I didn't book the test first. So that was a mistake, right? We want to make sure we're booked for our test, and we've talked about that, but let's keep going. My original plans were to do the test next December, but 2 days after starting the course, Three Keys IELTS, I tried to apply for IELTS. Then I found out that there were no rooms available in 2015 for my country. Wow.
For his like whole country. And that's not just Brazil. I mean, that's here too. That's almost everywhere. IELTS is in high demand, you guys. It's like 3 months out that you have to book. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so that's, wow. Okay, so British Council recently has published new schedules for Brazil, but it seems that a lot of people have the same problem. In some, my test will be only in February, on February 20th. So that's of this coming February, 2016. You know, can you see the problem? I chose the 60-day study plan, which I started in October. So he started about a month and a half ago, the 60-day study plan. Now I still have around 90 days up to the great day. I feel worried that my strategy about the strategy and that I will slow down following the plan. I'm afraid that if I finish the program by December and then I get rusty, what will I do during those 60 days before the exam? Okay, Jessica, let's put our heads together and help our student out here. I mean, what would we do if we're in this situation? What should our student do?
Oh my gosh, it's a little heartbreaking because I can see that this student started off with, you know, such high hopes and determination and like bought the course and started it immediately, right? Like started following that study plan immediately. And once you have that momentum and then something happens to slow it down or even stop it, it's a little bit heartbreaking. And okay. But first of all, this doesn't have to be a negative thing. It seems like it now. I know for our student, it seems like a negative, just a big sad sort of cloud. Like it's tough. Okay. But turn it into a positive because it is. You now have more time to practice. You now have more time to prepare. And there's nothing bad about that. So in my life, I find when I make a plan, I'm not good when those plans change. Like if I make plans and I'm not what you call super like flexible and spontaneous. I like to make lists and prepare and then like follow the steps. Like, and then if something happens to interrupt that, I react sort of sadly also. Like I feel like he's doing like, oh, like I get that. But what you have to do is turn it into a positive. Find the good things about this. So if you're looking at, so instead of 2 months to prepare, he has more like closer to 4, really.
Right. It's a while. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. From now until February, right?
Yeah. So in that case, guys, if he wants to follow the 60-day plan, what our course does is it strengthens your overall English and your test prep skills. So every day in our study plan, it has two activities. One activity is related to the testing skills, right? Like watch our listening video and do the completion question practice. Like very test specific. But the other activity is related to strengthening your overall ability. So then you comprehend, you produce, it's your overall fluency improves.
Yeah.
So my recommendation to him is to not do that test prep yet. Don't worry about it yet. Do the activities every day that are fun, that are motivating, that strengthen your overall English while improving your testing skills. Because every activity on there, even though it sounds fun, because it is fun, like watch a movie with English subtitles. And this improves your reading comprehension and your listening comprehension. You need to do that for the IELTS test. Everything is connected to the IELTS test. So just do those overall activities. In our study plan, you have more than enough activities and recommended resources, free resources, that you can practice English in fun ways every day while still improving IELTS skills. So that's my recommendation to him. Do the overall English strengthening activity, still keeping IELTS in mind because it's all connected. And then 2 months before the exam, that's when you go back and start the study plan again and then do all the activities.
When you don't understand the IELTS exam well, you are likely to make one of the many common failures that basically stop the dreams of IELTS students. But if you take our three-part masterclass, you won't make those mistakes. We promise you won't. Go to allearsenglish.com/insider to get our three-part video series. It's a masterclass that will get you ready for the IELTS exam for free. Go to allearsenglish.com/insider. See you there. Ooh, I like that. I like that because I think one of the big problems is a lot of people, you know, as much as we talk about how important strategies are and test practice is, if we don't have those general skills, and I'm afraid that's what a lot of our listeners are missing is the general fluency, right? We just can't get that score we need, right? So no amount of test strategies is going to make up for the fact that we don't have the listening skills or we don't have the speaking skills. So now our student here does have a really unique opportunity. You're right.
He should look at it like this. I mean, a lot of students wish they had this much time, this sort of luxury of time, this luxury of freedom and flexibility to prepare in the way that he can now. A lot of people don't have the opportunity to just focus on their overall English skills. And like you said, I think a lot of students just go one way or the other depending on what they're comfortable with. I know as a person who loves being a student, I am comfortable with watching the video lectures and doing the worksheet practices, going through the answers, this sort of very academic focused test practice. And I think a lot of our students are like that too, right? Because they're used to being students. Like, this is how you learn. Right. And it's kind of easier because your hand is being held.
It's more structured.
It's the other half of the practice, which is just as vital. The strengthening of your overall English proficiency that I think a lot of students find difficult.
Yeah. And the cool advantage that our student has now is that the way our course is set up, guys, at this point, we don't limit you. We do offer the 30 and 60 day plans, but you get a 6 month membership to the course right now. So unlike other courses online, they ask you just to sign up for 30 or 60 days. Now our student doesn't have to buy any additional time in the course because his course lasts from October through March, right? So he doesn't have to worry about that. We're still here for him throughout the entire time, the entire 6 months. So that's the good news.
Exactly. And I think this is something to think about for our listeners. Think about how much time you have to prepare. Are you still connecting your English practice to IELTS, even if you're not taking it for another 4 months? Do you know how to connect it to IELTS? Just because you buy our course doesn't mean you have to take the test in 2 months or you have to take the test in a month. Our course is designed to be flexible. So like our student we're talking about today, he's not going to take it until the end of February, but he can still start today strengthening his overall English by being told by an IELTS professional, by me, how to do that. How can we use movies? How can we use podcasts? What can you do for 2 hours today that will be fun and increase your IELTS score in the future? I mean, you're not going to know that yourself, right? With our study plan, that's what you get. And he's also a part of the community now. So he can start interacting with other students on Facebook, forming a study group with other students on Facebook to start practicing for the speaking exam and just getting together to practice fluency. His anxiety is going to be way reduced because he's seeing other students post questions and seeing our answers. I mean, the benefits he's getting from being in our course, even if he's not doing the test prep material, that's just a part of our course. He can do all of this other stuff that is just gonna increase his band score already.
Yeah. And I just want to say one potential danger here that I see that I want to make sure our student watches out for. And if anyone else is in this situation to watch out for is that we know that when our timeline all of a sudden expands by 2-3 months, the urgency goes down. And we talked about this at the beginning, right? We lose that sense of urgency. You know, in my experience, I work better or I'm able to stick to a schedule when I have that urgency, right? I mean, a lot of people are last minute essay writers and they do a great job because they write it right before the test is, you know, the paper's due. But so what our student needs to do is make sure that he's really following that plan and also just making sure he's sticking, just putting some kind of artificial urgency in his mind, right? Because it can be hard if we realize that that deadline is way far in advance. Yeah. Whereas before it was so close, I could see that as a potential danger zone where we might relax a bit too much.
Oh, no, exactly. I mean, that's why he still has to utilize our study plans. You know, he still has to look every day at the study plan and do half of the activities, right? Because everything's balanced. So he has to do the other activities. And then he needs to go to his, what I would do, like go to my phone calendar and exactly 30 days from now or exactly 60 days before the exam, he needs to put in there in all caps and bright green fluorescent, start study plan again, or like, you know.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. But that's so important. So our student has that study plan in front of him, and it's so important to keep following that because we do enter that danger zone when the urgency isn't there. And that's what I worry about sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah. Totally. So don't relax too much.
Don't relax too much.
Students, but still keep that motivation high and still be able to keep IELTS in the front of your mind, even if you're not going to take it for another month or another 3 months.
Perfect. Perfect. So we want to wish our student the best of luck on this new study plan that we've just created for him right here on this show. Instant study plans created on this show.
Heck yeah.
Lovely. Yeah. Love it. Okay. Awesome. So let us know if you have a question about this plan, and we're going to follow up to this particular student with an email. And we're not saying his name just to protect his privacy, just in case he doesn't want it announced. But yeah, guys, let us know if you have any questions. And Jessica, thanks for hanging out today.
My pleasure. Have a lovely day.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.